I usually like start with the biceps and, you know, with like arm curls and such, you know, because upper body work is really important because I'm in banking and there's a lot of physical intimidation in banking, although you don't hear about it in the media, but it's there. I mean, it's subtle, but it's there. And it's really important to have the kind of physique that you can, you know, you can deal with people on a one-to-one basis and not really have any kind of, I don't know, situations.
This
where
is Gary.
Dealing,
I met guys like Gary because meeting guys like Gary seemed like a good idea at the time. So I filled out a profile and let this parade of testosterone-fueled madness into my life, one troubled email at a time.
Well, the main change in my life, you know what I'm saying, since I had opened my life up to Jesus, is that, you know, I'm a different kind of an individual than I had been before. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, I don't steal as much as I had been. I don't be disrespecting my bitches or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So I be, you know, I've been changing all kinds of situations.
I also met Avery.
With my life.
I've met fat men, slender men, excessively muscled men with teardrop tattoos, men who love their mothers and hate the government, and men who misspell their last names. I've met men with law degrees and men with the facial hair of 70s porn stars, men who are angry, happy, high, stupid, brilliant, social, diseased, lactose intolerant, and bearded. I've met every possible variety of men who like long walks on the beach and all kinds of music, except country. And then we come to the scary ones. Say hi to Harlan.
I feel there are certain issues that we should put on the table immediately if we are to engage in a relationship of any sort. For example, I've had relations with a number of individuals who technically were members of the animal kingdom. Mainly, you know, your bovines and your, you know, your dairy cattle and so forth. But, you know, that was mainly because of my drinking.
And sometimes the scary ones don't look or sound like scary ones. And sometimes they look or sound like Wilson.
I'm a little nervous here, but I just wanted to say that I'm not a good looking guy or, a rich guy or anything. But I just wanted to say that.
Isn't he cute? But maybe there's a demon lurking under this Boy Scout's merit badge. And maybe that demon reminds me of stories I've been reading about lately. Stories that set my hair on edge and put my spidey sense on permanent tingle. Stories about bodies stacked in basements like cattle awaiting the stockyards. Stories about librarians and just-divorced bank tellers who trust the wrong username and spend their last seconds alive begging for anything but a bullet to the temple. So I bought a gun, because a girl can't be too careful these days. But we had dinner anyway, Wilson and I. We ate overpriced shrimp and traded tales of adolescent love gone amusingly awry. The Boy Scout found a way past my icy front gates and somehow draped that Midwestern charm around me like a shawl around a shivering kitten. He roped me into laughter and half-mumbled promises, defenseless, without armor, unafraid. But at my apartment, he had too many questions, and I could see the gears shifting under that eastern Iowa cowlick, scheming for a bigger payday, a plumper target. He wanted too much info, too many secrets. I didn't tell him about Harlan and that charming pat on the ass between dinner and the truck and tractor pull, or Gary's predatory leer, or how Avery called me baby one too many times. But those were heartaches from a different day, another song in this dizzying opera. And they had learned their lessons anyway. As for Wilson, I told him to stay away from that closet, but he just had to peep inside, had to steal a gaze at my secret mission, giving himself an eyeful he couldn't wipe away in 11 lifetimes. So before he could soak up the nightmare of three bloodied bodies at rest, before he could race to the police with the wildest story they've heard in ages, I had to put the Boy Scout down. And he let loose a squeal that sounded a lot like Harlan's, but louder, and aimed at the nighttime sky instead of my pillow. But I had to finish him off before he could share the day's crazy drama with the rest of the world. I had to keep that secret mission to myself. Because a girl can't be too careful these days.